listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
Whoa, full of water. Water's heavy.
Closer.
I don't know.
I guess it'd be like a bucket.
I just don't know what to do to travel with a goldfish. I don't know what the regulations are. I think you only have 3 ounces of goldfish water if you fly it.
Well, if you buy a seat for the goldfish.
Then it's okay?
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Kiss and Tell Cast episode 24. I'm in Mari's room where there's insects circling us like they're going to sting us or bite us. It's a beautiful day in Seattle, and this time I'm not even being sarcastic. It's been it's been kind of unreasonably nice for the last few days. Although now, what happened to the blue sky,
Mari? It's kind of small. Well, I'm covering it up with my blinds.
Are your windows just foggy? Because it's a little muggy in
here? I think it's just, I don't know where the blue went.
So the birds are singing outside. The flies are buzzing in here. The airport express is making a weird insect-like noise.
Should I close the window? There were some sirens and like dump trucks earlier.
I don't know. I think it'll add to the atmosphere of this, like the, it's in the big ambience. City. Yeah, the ambiance.
So you can hear a helicopter. That's pretty.
Is that well a chopper? Timed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how people know that we're in the big city when we're coming to them live. It's been a couple of weeks. Lots of things have happened. We've gotten lots of emails, and I hope that we get, when we wait 3 weeks to answer an email, that it's still considered timely. And that we're not failing someone. No one's written us from a ledge or anything, as far as I know. So
yeah.
my only hope. Mari, how have you been for the last few weeks?
I've been okay.
Are your children treating you better? You have a couple weeks left with them.
It's been a lot better recently. I guess because I stopped doing the Magic the Gathering class.
Is that where the bad kids are?
Yeah, they're the worst. They're the kind of kids who wear Angry Birds t-shirts.
Oh, no.
They're like a little gang.
It sounds awful.
Yeah, they're real bad. But comics class is okay, and it's still, like, really, there's no structure. They just draw, which is fun.
That sounds like, didn't you do a jam comic?
We did a jam. Well, I try to do little exercises sometimes, and we did a jam comic, and I drew kind of, like, a Garfield, not style, but that, it was a cat in a box.
Okay.
And it was, you know, like, no arms or legs. The cat in box, and said it was hungry, because I was hungry. And then they immediately killed it. And they... I don't remember how it... I think it took a knife to its own throat.
What's wrong with these children?
They drew it with a knife, and it killed itself. And I was like, this is so dark. And then they fixed it, and they said it was a dream. And then they made another...
All a dream.
Which is kind of a cop-out, but then there was a twist.
Okay.
One of them drew a panel, and it was just a smoke cloud, and it said, poof. And then in the next panel, they wrote, another dream.
So you got a double there?
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen, I don't know if I've seen that. Maybe like a falling out of bed thing, but not just like poof.
Yeah, a good old-fashioned poof. Well, we got some secrets. We've got quite a few, and we got, man, I know you guys... You want to spill your hearts to us. You want to spill your guts, and we love it, and we love to read it, but you've been writing some long ones.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some long ones in here that we felt like we needed to include, but remember, again, we love to read these, and we always do, but if you want them to get on air, it helps to be short and sweet.
Yeah, like and maybe, tweetable.
Well, yeah, try to be tweet. Should that be it, right? Should we go for tweet length?
What if they... I wish they could just tweet at us, but...
What if it was like a... anonymous. What if it was like a tweet and a half?
Mm.
210 characters.
Yeah.
That's plenty. What have we got first here?
Not exactly a secret, but since blowjobs continue to be such a key hashtag kiss and tell topic, I don't think we have a hashtag, do we?
No, we're gonna. We'll talk about it later.
It's gonna be confusing.
Yeah.
I have this concern / how do you pronounce it?
Query.
Query? Okay. Oh, my computer just went to sleep.
Bad timing.
Wake up.
Why your computer went to sleep so hard?
I know. He's sleepy. I have this concern /
Query.
I'm not from a
Canada?
Place where they say this. When I was a young phallicist, one who practices the art of fellatio. What?
Fallaciist? I like it.
Is this... Okay.
It's just how they talk in Canada.
Is this Canadian?
I don't think so.
There's no extra...
S? A?
I used to be able to get guys off expertly and quickly, but now that I'm old, over 30... It's just never quite as successful and also takes a real long time. Is this due to a failing technique or older dicks? ? I don't know why I said question mark. Yes, as I have aged, so do the men I date. Any tips to make this shit work better would be appreciated. Do I have to start paying more attention to balls? Sigh.
Man, you say that in such a defeated way. Like, I gotta pay attention to balls.
Just listen to their stories.
This is, okay. This is a little tricky. And it's, I don't, part of the problem is, yes, bodies get a little older. Things get a little harder. And or maybe or not softer. As hard. Hey. Yeah. When you're young, it's, you're just probably, I don't know. I feel like when you're younger, especially in your 20s or late teens, you're just ready to have an orgasm at all times. And it's just, it seems to take so little and it's so ready to happen, but I don't know. I think you get a little older and it just takes a little more time. I think it's a little less like pure crazy physical. I think that you got to put a little time into it and a little effort, and it gets tricky because then the person gets self-conscious and all of that. Uh-huh. I don't know that there's any magical tricks for this. Unless it's, maybe the trick is to sort of, prime the pump a little bit. I mean,
prime the pump.
Yeah, kind of like, well, sort of like a kind of foreplay, maybe not in like the traditional way, but more like do something that maybe, you know, will get them kind of close, or do something else. And then if you want to get them off with the blowjob, maybe you can work your way into it. I don't know. It's a time thing. I don't think you should put it on yourself. Like you're less attractive or you're not as good at it anymore. I do think it just gets a little harder to get off when you get older. I don't know. It sounds a little discouraging that you're saying things like the balls sigh, because there's plenty of stuff you can do down there that's interesting and entertaining and pleasant. Mm-hmm. Mari, do you have any tips for this young lady? What can she possibly do?
No, I'm still young. I don't know.
You're still young. It doesn't matter. You just look at Mari and he's
finished. Start dating younger men, I guess.
Date younger dudes. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the solution. I think it's just tricky. I think there's just a lot of things going on that are kind of working against you. I think maybe this is one of those instances in life where you just try not to, you know, fight against the current of time and find ways to sort of move along with it. So maybe if you can find other ways to get them excited so that the actual blowjob part of it's a little shorter, maybe check out those balls, see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Maybe that won't be so bad.
Maybe they don't even like it. So you don't have to do it.
Maybe they don't like it. Maybe they're self-conscious about it. Maybe it just happens to be these guys you're around. I don't know. I have certainly noticed a decline in how instantly I'm able to get off. And in some ways, that's a blessing, because sometimes it's dangerous when you're young. And, well, I don't know. Like, it seems like...
I feel like
when I was younger, when I would engage in sexual activities... significant portion of what was going through my head was based on, you know, the premise of do not finish yet.
Right.
Like,
right.
I feel like when I was younger, there was a lot going on upstairs that was really focused on, let's keep this going a little longer. Think about something else. Stay distracted. Stop.
Too much.
Yeah. Too much. So I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm at a place now where it's sort of the opposite, where it's kind of like, all right, now I got to put myself, you know, put my head in the right place to finish. It's almost, I don't know. Hmm. It just changes a little bit as you get older. I think there's lots of things that change as you get older. I think you just got to figure out at what stage in your life, what works and what's good and what feels good and what's pleasant, and try not to worry too much about things that don't work the same way that they used to, because that's just part of life. Things are going to change. Mm-hmm. Mari doesn't know. He's still young, virile.
No, I'm old.
He's got a tank top on. He looks like a, I don't know, you look like a
person
young...
with a tank top.
Yeah.
I look like I'm 12.
You look like you're 12. I wore a lot of tank tops when I was 12, and a lot of jams.
What is a jam?
You know, jams, like jam shorts. I wore shirts that were like...
I don't know if that is... Like
gecko?
I wore gecko. I wore...
You know, jams were like...
Is that what they're called?
Board shorts, kind of, but they were called jams.
Board shorts.
There was a company called Jams, though, and they were the ones... They were the style.
We had... I never wore them, but we had JNCO. You ever wear JNCO?
No, JNCO was really popular when I was in high school, but they were pants and they covered people's feet. I never saw JNCO shorts.
They were like, someone could wear them as pants, but they're just like huge tubes that you put around your legs.
Those were,
and they go JNCO's, like down like halfway your calf. Halfway.
Chris Owens of the band Girls told me when he got to...
Nice little name drop.
When he got to Amarillo, Texas.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like this is an important fact about him that the world should know. Because I feel like Chris has always been very good at like landing on a scene and being like, okay, this is what it takes.
Right.
You know? And he told me that you know, he had a crazy life and he had all these crazy things happen. Then he ends up in terrible Amarillo, Texas. And he said he got there and he looked around and he kind of appraised the scene and was like, okay, I know how to handle this. And he got some Jinkos. And once he got the Jinkos, and then he was in.
Smooth sailing?
He was part of the in crowd after that. That's all it took.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's an important skill to have. Jams, I don't know, I'm kind of surprised that jams aren't back. It seems like it's about time.
I always see lesbians wearing...
Jams?
Not jams. Well, yeah, kind of like they have the wallet chain and then they have like a wife beater on and they look like they're like really mean 14-year-old boys.
From my high school?
Who like ride dirt bikes and drink Slurpees.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never had any Jinkos and I feel like that's okay.
I never did either. They were awful.
Yeah, I don't like them very much. Yeah. Mari, what is next?
One time when I went to visit my long-distance GF, we spent days tracking down a pack of pop rocks. For some silly reason, we thought the popping sensations in the mouth would feel good down there. My God, were we wrong. Pop rocks under foreskin, not a good time. Do not try at home. You asked for more things like butter sprinkles hand job, and so I thought I would share this with you. Pop rocks blow job.
Okay, so this is... Pop rocks are out of the cultural consciousness now.
You think so?
Yeah. Pop rocks are now... Like, when I was a kid, pop rocks were... That's when they were at their heyday. That's when they were, like, commercials and things like that for pop rocks. Pop rocks now are the kind of candy you have to hunt down at a convenience store, I feel like.
Maybe. I guess so. I think people still know what they are.
They know what they are. But in addition to that, I feel like there's this now sort of... mythology associated with them. Because I remember that being a thing before I even really knew what a blowjob was...
You knew about pop rock blowjobs?
Yeah, I think when I was in middle school, because that's when pop rocks, that's probably when urban legend started, was that, you know, like, oh, you know, you should do it. It was just a thing, and I don't know why. Yeah, and I never tried it, and it was just one of those things. I don't even know what category to put it in. I think pop rocks fall into that category. I think Fun Dip, there was something associated with Fun Dip in that category.
I can see Fun Dip happening.
I personally did some things with pixie sticks when I was in high school.
Did you snort them?
No, I did some other things with them.
Oh, I don't even want to know.
But this is a long-standing thing, and this is one of those things that I feel like gets carried with people. And these are probably pretty young people. I wouldn't be surprised if this fellow is like a good, you know, 15 years younger than me, and he's still carrying this strange cultural baggage. In my experience, things like this that are passed around by people that have no experience of them, like all urban legends. Like, it's somebody just thought it would be funny and then they talked about it and it got started. So I'm not surprised that it did not go well. However, one of the reasons I want to talk about this is this made something pop in my head. I want to start a new one.
Oh, God, what is that?
And I'm a little hesitant to say it because it might kill someone.
Oh, no.
But... So instead of going down on a guy with pop rocks in your girlfriend's mouth, you should get her to put Diet Coke in her mouth. And right before she does it, put a Mentos in her mouth and then do it.
Okay, I'm not sure how that...
It might blow her head off.
How does it work?
I don't know. You know what happened. We've all seen it. It's a few years old. You put Mentos in a Diet Coke.
There's like a specific way you have to do it, though.
You just drop it in.
You drop like a whole thing in, though.
And it goes crazy. Right. But I think I think you should give that a shot and then report back how badly it went. Do you have any candies or anything?
I would rather someone tried this solo.
Just put it in their mouth.
Maybe they had like a specially formed, I don't know, like a special bottle of Diet Coke and then they... you know, they stuck it.
I guarantee you that if I was in high school when that Mentos Diet Coke thing happened, me or one of my peers would have put Diet Coke and Mentos in our mouth. Like, it just would have happened.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, there was the Pop Rocks and Coke thing, right?
They kind of fizzed up, though. I feel like they didn't explode.
Well, there was that myth, and people still tried it, even though...
Oh, that if you have them both in your stomach, you'll
die. Yeah. Or in your mouth.
Yeah, your head will blow off.
Oh, God.
So
no.
This is another angle of this that I feel that I have had some experience with. It's a little tangential, but it's I remember when I had a long distance girlfriend and I would go visit her. My feeling was that the stakes were really high.
Right.
Like you couldn't, you know, you didn't get to see each other very often. You didn't have a lot of money. This was an expensive ticket. You flew all the way to LA. Like this was an expensive trip. Mm-hmm. So you got to get a lot out of it.
Totally.
So I've always felt like there was kind of a lot of pressure to do, you know, do exciting,
right.
interesting things.
You go on trips.
You get some pop rocks.
Go
you
a nice
do.
Restaurant.
I don't know. Mari, do you have any experience or any thoughts on things like this, on strange sexual urban myths or candy sex or anything like that?
I liked where you were going with the Fun Dip one. I don't know.
I think something's going to happen with Fun Dip. There's lots of stuff like that that is sanctioned. And maybe this is a good tip. When you want to do something like this, if you go down to your friendly neighborhood, you know, quality, not skeezy sex store, mm-hmm. they're going to have stuff that won't get under your foreskin and probably won't blow your head off. Like, they'll probably, I know they have, you know, there'll be edible things,
right.
there'll be oils and all these, I don't know. I feel like one of my first encounters with that was like a semi-legitimate thing, was this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It was like a edible massage oil that got hot when you breathed on it. You ever heard of that?
Oh my God. It sounds like evil magic.
It was
magic.
Kind of black. I don't know what the mechanics were. It was kind of a weird deal. And actually, I haven't thought about it in a long time.
You blow on it, or you like?
I think you just breathe on it, and it got hot, or it felt like it was burning. And now that I think about it, it reminds me of this movie called The Immaculate Conception of Little Dizzle that was made in Seattle.
Little Dizzle.
The idea was that they were making these cookies that when you put them in your mouth, they had a chemical reaction that made them get hot. So it was always like eating fresh baked cookies.
Oh my gosh.
But they had terrible side effects and made men give birth to little blue creatures. It was a ridiculous movie. But if you want to see a little indie Seattle movie about eating cell-forming cookies and then giving birth to small blue monsters, it's among those, it's one of the best.
How long ago did this come out?
5 years ago. Or so.
Weird.
I want to guess. So I hope that helps. What?
I don't know.
I empathize. Everybody out there, these goofy rumors. I'm sure there was a point in my life when I thought that. I am pretty sure. Man, I know there was a discussion with me and a young lady about this. I don't think we ever did it. I feel like I would remember.
The weird thing is, I've never heard of this. I thought this was like really funny and.
Oh, no. I feel like it dates back to the heyday of pop rocks. And I'm trying to remember. I'm pretty sure I talked to a girl about it. I don't remember if we tried it. If we did try it, it was just so unremarkable that there was no, like, you just didn't feel like anything or something. I don't know. I appreciate your willingness to experiment. I think your choice of candy is a little dated. I think you need to get the Mentos or some Fun Dip. I haven't heard of Fun Dip. I just came up with that, but it sounds like a good idea.
It's pretty good.
Okay, guys, get some Fun Dip and then report back to us.
Okay.
What is next? More long distance.
Yeah, I've been in a long distance relationship with my boyfriend for just over a year now. Before we started dating, I developed a massive crush on a friend who lives here. I thought these feelings went away, but recently I've been fighting the urge to kiss him. I don't even know if he likes me that way. What should I do? I don't remember picking this one.
I picked it. Okay. Right, while you weren't looking.
Oh, gosh. Well, then you can kind of talk about this.
Well, we get a lot of long distance related emails, and I feel like it's, we have some more coming up, even.
This
I think
internet kids,
it's internet kids. You don't know anything. You don't know how to interact. You don't know how to interact with people anymore. Don't know how to interact with people, so you gotta get these long distance.
I certainly
relations.
Don't
I've this sounds I don't know this sounds to me it's an assumption, like you were dating and the guy moved away. That's a whole different story, and that's totally different than this thing that happens now.
Totally. Absolutely.
So the reason I wanted to talk about this,
that's a good point.
I don't really like it very much. I've had terrible experience with long distance relationships, dragging out and being awful. And I had a girl that I think I've talked about that ended up, you know, not being so true while I was gone, and it was upsetting and difficult. But in retrospect, I can't blame her really at all. Like, I don't really like long distance relationships, and I have only, the only exception I will give to that is a long distance relationship that has a terminus.
Right.
Like has an expiration date. Like, okay, you're going to school for a while, or you're going abroad for a while, or whatever, or I'll move there and meet you, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing that made the thing with me a little difficult, because this girl moved away, and there was always kind of this thing, all right, well, maybe I'll move there after I graduate high school, or, you know. And I know it can get tricky and vague like that, but man, if you don't have a plan, it's not going to go anywhere. And it's probably going to either fizzle out or end badly, or somebody's going to cheat on somebody. The thing about this is you got this dude that's far away, and maybe you have great history with him, and maybe you were a good match, but he's far away. And you got this fellow that's just right there just wanting a kiss, wanting a smooch ya. And I feel like this is a, I don't know, I feel like I'm getting into Mari territory.
Like, which is what?
I feel like Mari would just say, just kiss him.
Oh, I wouldn't say just kiss him, but like, you're not doing anyone any favors by being in a relationship where basically no one's happy.
Yeah, you're not. And I don't know. And I even found myself, and I feel like I sort of scarred myself in a certain way, but I even would get, I got into this place where I would like pride myself on, you know, having this girl long distance, on all the ways that I would like, all the temptations I would overcome.
Right.
Like, oh, no, I can't, you know, like,
yeah.
Even I was constantly skirting it because it was high school and I was totally. Just, you know, but I would always manage to skirt it. And
also it's so romantic that you will take the bus or take the train or go fly.
I know, but man, it turns out the whole time she was just out in California having boyfriends and not telling me. So it was stupid. So it was pretty pointless. But I don't know. I feel like I did not do myself any favors that way. Mm-hmm. I should have dated other girls at my high school during my senior year instead of, you know, and so, man, if you're liking this guy and it sounds like you've liked him for a while and you want to smooch him and this other one's far away, if you don't have a plan on how the far away guy is going to pan out, I don't know what to say. And man, it gets especially weird when it's like the guy or girl goes off to college or something and you're expecting them to go to college and not.
Yeah.
That's not cool. That's not good for anybody.
Yeah.
So I think I'm not going to tell you ditch the guy and kiss this dude, but if that's what you're wanting to do, I think that you should. I think it's not a bad way to be. And man, you people with your long distance nonsense, relationships are hard and they're easy because they're far away because you don't really have to deal with the person. And it's easy to convince yourself that you're made for each other just because you don't really have to deal with them. And you may think that, oh, people around here are awful, but that's just because they're right there. And I don't know. I have kind of a problem with long distance relationships.
Me too.
I think you guys, let's look right beneath your noses. One, learn how to interact with people. I'm still trying to learn how to do that after being raised on the internet. But I think it's worthwhile. And two, if you're feeling it, I think you got to get out of the long distance. I think you got to kiss this fella, smooch him right on the lips.
Yeah.
Yeah, smooch him. Mari approves. Okay, what
especially
is next?
Especially if it's not. Oh, okay, whatever. I've been seeing someone for 2 months and we haven't had sex yet. He admitted to me that he was a virgin and was waiting for someone special. Then he told me he loved me and I didn't say it back because I know that I don't love him. Then later that night, he said that he wanted to have sex with me. But when he said that, I instantly knew I couldn't have sex with him, even though I would have totally had sex with him before he said he loved me. Do I break up with him? Do I have sex with him? I don't know what to do anymore. Help.
Man.
Is that like one sentence?
It's tricky. There's 14 or 15 question marks in there. So, man, we've got a couple of virgins. There's a lot of virgins this week as well. Mm-hmm. Virgins and long distance. The thing about this that caught me is, gosh, it's such a tricky thing. Like, she was ready to do it with this guy. She was into him. She liked him. She was ready to do him. And then
I don't know if she was super ready.
Oh, well, it sounded, I don't know. She said she totally would have had sex with him before he said this.
Right.
So.
Well, that's like him, like, okay, I'm ready to have sex.
Like, but they could have had sex, but he, in the weirdest way, sabotaged it.
He ruined it.
He ruined it by being too nice and saying
not
he liked
too nice, but like, maybe too nice.
My take is that he made it too high pressure.
I don't really feel like. 2 months and you love someone and you're like,
I don't know. And he's a virgin. So man, you got to be careful with those virgins.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even mean to say that like, oh, they're inexperienced or anything like that, but just the first person you have sex with is going to be, you're going to be attached to them in some way.
It's like vampires.
Kind of. I really think it is. And I think it's hard to do that. And it's sort of hard to deal with that where you're not a virgin. I think there's only one. Okay. Obviously, I was a virgin when I had sex the first time, but she was a virgin too. So we had sort of a mutual connection,
right.
Which incidentally ended up being the long distance girl because we had that connection that keeps you. But I think after that, I think I've only had sex with one girl that was a virgin after that. And it's, you know, it's a kind of a high pressure thing in some ways because you feel like, man, this is a big deal for them. I'm going to be this person that they're giving their virginity to.
Right.
And especially she's like, you know, she sounds like she doesn't love him. She might be into him and having a nice time, but
which is fine with 2 months. That
2 months.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I think you're, I'm not saying that's right or wrong or anything like that, but I totally get it. Like I feel like I've definitely been in positions where I was like, you know, kind of interested in someone and we had an interesting thing going, mm-hmm. but then for whatever reason, like she pushed forward too hard or like
right.
made it too serious, too fast or too like, and not only did that, it's hard to recover from that because I feel like the reaction is not just kind of stop, but the reaction is like backpedal mm-hmm. a little bit. So I feel like I've had a girl sort of way early on, like not even 2 months, like in a matter of weeks.
Come on too strong.
Like go from very casual to serious really quickly. And it was, I don't know.
That happened to me too.
And so, and part of that is self-preservation because you don't want to get involved with that. But I think part of it is kind of like, I don't know, empathy as well, because you don't want to hurt somebody. And it sounds like in a situation like this, like, man, he's in love with me after 2 months. He wants to give me his virginity and I'm not that into him. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It seems I'm kind of proud of you for being so conscious
yeah.
and empathetic of this yeah. other person rather than just being like, whatever, I'll just nail him. He'll learn the hard way like everybody else. So you could break up with him if you feel like this is unrecoverable or you don't see it going anywhere. Because it sounds like he's not going to be okay with the casual thing. Do I have sex with him? That's totally up to you. I don't know, Mari. She wants help. What do you do? What do you say to this gal?
This is hard because I think she's trying to teach him that sex isn't as big of a deal as it is.
But you can't do that to someone on their first time.
I know. You can't. Like, so it's
Mari, like was your first time with a person who was experienced or was it also their first time?
She
was. Mari, are you a virgin?
I don't know if she was. This is an email from... about me.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't say she was experienced because the first time wasn't like super great.
But I mean, was it her first
time? It wasn't her first time. I've never slept with a virgin. So I don't know what that is like. But I don't know. It was fine. It wasn't like great, but then the next time we did it was good.
You didn't creep her out? You didn't tell her you loved her after 2 months?
I don't remember if I had told her I was a virgin though. I think she knew.
She could just tell?
I don't know. Probably. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it's for God, Mari. It's dozens of years. I think you're in a tough spot. I feel like you're doing the right thing by, you know, backing off and thinking about it a little bit. But, man, it sounds tricky. I sort of feel like virgins should just sleep with virgins.
You think so?
I kind of. Or at least lose their virginity to virgins. Then after that, I think all bets are off, but... I think it's just
the virginity to virgins.
Yeah. I feel like I feel like things are just a little easier and safer and more comfortable all around if it's a mutual virginity loss.
Maybe. That's hard though. Cause this guy sounds kind of clingy and like idealistic and kind of a,
like he's looking for romance and looking for love.
A romantic.
It's hard to be a romantic. Right. It's tough.
Stupid.
I can't help it.
And she seems like much more level-headed.
Well, she's been around the block a couple times, Mara. She,
We don't.
I think you're doing fine to think about it. I think there's not a right or wrong answer. It sounds like you don't want to hurt him and you don't want to be clung on. So I think just let that inform your decision. I think you're going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be okay.
Okay.
Are we reading this one?
Yeah, we're going to read it. This is serious. This is another... long distance relationship. Maybe they're both virgins. I don't know. We'll just read this one and see what we can do here.
I think that I'm falling in love with a Spanish girl that I met on Tumblr and I haven't met her yet, but we talk every night. I'm a bloody idiot. Are we going to talk about this?
We won't talk too much about it because we've been taken into confidence, but here's what I think it's important to say, Mari, is barring all of the stupid long distance stuff I just said,
yeah.
Ignore all of that.
And
for
that
a
I
second,
agree with.
And that Mari agrees with. Let all that go. You're made for each other. This beautiful Spanish girl.
You think
Spanish,
so?
Mari, there's something about Spanish girls.
There is something.
They got those eyes that look
they
at you like they don't like
too.
You. They got those eyebrows. All I want to say about this is if you don't tell her, you're not telling her, you'll carry that for the rest of your life. And you will possibly look back and think that you should. I don't know. Like, things you don't do, I've said it before, are so easy to regret. Right. If you do tell her and it goes badly, it went badly and it's over and you let it go.
Totally.
You know? Like, it's just one of those things. And this goes for everybody out there. We get these emails. I've got a crush. Should I tell her? Shouldn't I?
Of course.
I can't really think of a situation. I can think of situations where I should have told, like I wish I had and I should and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I can think of tons of situations where I maybe shouldn't have, but I did anyway, and it was fine.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, especially if you don't have too many hopes for it and you just want to say it, like, I mean, or you don't like have too many expectations, I guess.
Right.
I feel better about that. I feel better about, okay, I told her, it was kind of awkward. It turned out to be kind of goofy, but hey, at least I told her. Like, I'm not going to regret that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's like a couple days versus...
Yeah, like a day or two of like, whatever.
Why did I do that?
Whereas, man, I feel like actually I'm in a... I feel like I'm in a pretty good place.
Right now?
In that I don't have a... I can't right now think of just one girl that, oh man, I wish I would have told her. I feel like all of the, I want to tell her in my life,
uh-huh.
I've told... 99% of them have been, you know, usually girls are really graceful about it, about diverting it. I mean, I don't think I've ever had it slammed in my face. Like, oh, I don't feel about that way about you at all. They're gross or
right,
whatever.
Right.
Like, usually
because you're friends probably.
Yeah. Yeah. So usually the girls are nice about it and make it not uncomfortable and it's totally okay. And then I don't regret it. And I feel good about at least doing it. So I don't always think like, man, I should have told that girl.
I've only done that twice, but it's like 2 out of 2, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I've probably done it more than I should have and done it in semi-weird scenarios. Even, I don't know, and I also have a big range for it, because also there's been girls that, that I worked with or something that I thought were cute, and then I'll be like, when I leave or whatever, tell them that I thought they were cute. It's not like a confession of love, but that kind of thing. There's maybe some girls at school, I don't know, that I had semi-crushes on that I didn't say anything, but usually by then it was like, ugh.
We don't even know them.
Yeah, they're gross. I'm glad I didn't say anything.
Do you remember that girl that we kind of asked out to dinner?
Who said no?
Well, she said, sure. Or she said, like, dinner? Like, what do you mean?
Oh, yeah, she didn't want to... I think we made her uncomfortable.
She was confused. And then... the next, oh God, I don't remember the series of it.
She dropped out of class.
But, okay, yeah, so we asked her and she was like, okay, I guess. And then next week I was like, do you want to get dinner? And she's like, oh, I'm busy this week. And then the next week she wasn't there. And then like the whole rest of the school year she was just gone. She dropped out.
Yeah, I can't remember what she looked like.
She was super cute.
She was really cute.
But I saw her on the street the other, like a couple weeks ago. Didn't recognize me, obviously, because she doesn't care. But it was like, I don't care that you don't recognize me, you know?
I'm
okay with this.
For the record,
yeah.
Mariah and I were not like trying to double team this girl.
No.
We used to just always go after this one class and get dinner.
Yeah.
And this time we thought we'd ask this girl to come with us, which was maybe a weird thing to do and probably out of the blue seemed really weird.
Yeah, I think it was pretty weird.
Man, there was another girl that was really cute.
I was trying to kind of diffuse it though and be like, it's not a date. I just want to hang out with you. Maybe it was not.
You know what I did? So I did this was a little weird.
What other girl?
There was a girl that I liked in school, and I was really shy to talk to her for whatever reason. Like, I just didn't know her at all. I had no way to communicate with her other
than
just...
Did you have a class with her?
No, nothing. Oh. Like, I would see her in the cafeteria.
This girl.
And so, do you remember?
I kind of remember.
And so, I came up with this really dumb idea. Where I would
the button thing?
Yeah, I went and gave her a button.
That's
I think
so stupid.
I went and gave her something, and I said, "I'm too shy to talk to you, but pretend I dropped this, and then just come up to me sometime and tell me that I dropped it, and then we'll start a conversation."
That's really dumb.
God. But she seemed somewhat charmed by it.
Was she theater?
I think so.
Okay,
she loved it.
The movies.
Yeah, but she did it, and then we talked, and then really nothing ever came from it. But at least I felt good about not just staring at this girl in the cafeteria all the time. And it was totally dumb, but it was just. I needed something to come up with her. Mm-hmm. There was a girl that I did a similar thing to that I knew not very well, but kind of knew her. And I got her a trophy and I went and gave her a trophy. And that was a good icebreaker.
That's weird.
No, she liked it. So the point is tell them, don't be afraid to embarrass yourself. Even if Mari looks at you like you're an idiot when you do a thing with a button, because
I was
pretty
there.
Dumb, but no, you're looking at me like I'm an idiot now.
No, I think it's fine. I was yelling at my brother on Twitter earlier. he has a crush on a girl, I guess, who lives in, back in San Jose. And he's going back for our sister's wedding in a couple weeks. And he was on the fence about telling her that he liked her and, you know, making up excuses, or maybe they're good reasons, but, you know, it's still an excuse. And I was telling him it doesn't matter how you do it as long as you just do it. I think it's bullshit to be like, oh, I don't want to do it over a text, or I don't want to do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, on the phone, I want to be in person, can't be an email.
Just do it, everybody.
Just do it.
And it's nice to, although I did see your brother tweeted, which I thought was funny, that he wanted to do it in person so she could see the look of sadness on his face when he was rejected.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I don't know.
That's another excuse.
And that's not to say that, you know, there's plenty of little passing grocery store crushes that I have that, of course, I don't say anything. I don't go up to every girl in the grocery store that I think is cute and bother her. Mm-hmm. Usually this is like, you know, you've been around someone a while, you've seen them for a while, and you have some reason to think, like, maybe we should get, you know, hang out or something like that. Although, you know, people do that thing sometimes where it's like, see him in the grocery store and ask him to coffee. I could never do that with someone I saw one time ever.
Yeah.
I think I could do it. Something. Okay.
What?
Well, this is a little tangential, but it's something that's been on my mind and made me a little sad.
What is it?
For whatever reason, I think it's from reading Infinite Jest. But it talks about an infinite jest, how one of the things about in Alcoholics Anonymous that people notice is when they're sober is all these bad things that they did pop up, and then they have to confront them sober. Like, at the time, they would do something stupid and it would be fine because they were a drug addict or an alcoholic.
Okay.
But, you know, then during sobriety, after a certain number of months of sobriety, that stuff starts to come back and you actually have to confront it. So not that I'm a drug addict or an alcoholic, but I have things from my 20s when I was really stupid that come back.
Right.
And I feel so terrible about them sometimes.
Oh, yeah, and I do that.
This is kind of a reversal, but it's some history of girls coming up to me and saying they liked me and me not handling it well. And I feel like eventually I got to the point where I could be graceful about it, even if I didn't feel the same way or whatever.
Right.
But I was thinking about two, and I remembered one out of nowhere, like last night or the night before, and it was this girl in high school.
Yeah.
And she was, now she probably, I would think that she was amazing. But at the time, she just, you know, she was kind of awkward teenager like everybody was.
Yeah.
But she was so different.
Uh-huh.
And I liked her, and I thought she was really, you know, an interesting, funny person.
Yeah.
She had short hair at the time when no girls in Amarillo, Texas had short hair. She wore
how short?
Like short, spiky kind of.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, no girls in Amarillo, Texas had short hair. They had long cheerleader hair, or at most like a shoulder bobby kind of thing.
Yeah.
She wore X-Files shirts all the time. Like, she was just into like nerdier stuff.
Cute.
And she was smart, and she was like in my debate class.
Right.
Smart. I remember one day after class, she walked up to me and said something, like asked me if I had a girlfriend or something like that. And I didn't at the time, but I, weirdly enough, like at that time I had broken up with a girl, but then was starting to hang out with her a little again.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, well, I'm kind of in a weird spot, but I'm kind of hanging out with her. Whatever I said.
Yeah.
But I think I said it in the absolute wrong way to make it seem like it was just a total lie to get rid of her, when really, in fact, it wasn't. And one, I was just caught off because a girl had never approached me like that ever.
Yeah.
And two, like, I really truly was in this situation. And for, you know, that happened, and I didn't really think about it for a long time. But for some reason, it just hit me in the last couple of days that she probably had to work up the courage to do that for weeks.
Right.
Because she was like kind of a nerdy girl, and I was at least becoming somewhat popular in school, and like, oh man, she must, oh, it makes me feel so bad for her.
I think she's okay.
She's probably fine now. She probably hasn't thought of me in years, but
I know what you mean.
She probably for weeks was like, oh God, I want to tell him. And but hopefully, looking back on it, she thinks that it was a good idea. I hope.
What do you mean?
That it was a good idea to say it and not just not say it. Like what we're talking about here, like it's better to say. And actually, there was another one that was when I was in my early 20s. I went to this gym and there was a girl that actually asked me out to coffee. And I didn't want to go. She was pretty and nice and everything, but I just didn't like going. I didn't like coffee or going to sit at coffee shops or anything. But I agreed to go with her and we talked. And I think she was really interested in me because she said things that I'd never heard people say before. Like, I I want to know everything about you. And I didn't,
weird.
I didn't know what to do, but I didn't have a phone at my house. I was not prepared to interact with a girl at this time in my life.
Right.
Cause
old were you?
I was 21, but I had moved to Austin like after some heartbreaks. Okay. And like, I just was not in a place to deal with girls. Like I was terrified of girls. I didn't want to deal with them.
Yeah.
Still, you know, vaguely entangled with that long distance girl, even though things were still a mess. And she had said, and we went and got coffee, and then she even like gave me a copy of Les Miserables, and I read it, and it had a note in it.
That's
and
weird.
But then she was going to go out of town or something, and gave me her number to call her. Uh-huh. But I didn't call anybody, and I didn't have a phone, and I didn't. But I felt like, from her perspective, it was probably just me being a totally aloof jerk, totally like blowing her off, all of that. When really, I just did not have it in me to handle the attentions of a girl at that time. And I'm sure that's the same thing too, where I feel like, you know, I saw her every day.
Yeah.
And then one day she finally asked me, and maybe that was the same thing. Like she'd worked up the courage and I was just a jerk about
it. Shit never happens to me.
Mari.
It always happens to people around me.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It's been
a
while.
It's okay.
I don't think I feel like it's happened in a while. Anyway.
Yeah.
It maybe hurt her feelings for a couple days. I'm sure she's fine now. Everybody tell your crushes. Don't listen to this. It's totally fine. Go do it.
Yeah. I think it'll be
okay. I didn't mean those as cautionary tales. I just meant that, man, I'm a jerk. And sometimes I relive my jerkiness from my youth.
I think those stories are helpful because, I don't know, I feel like people think of other people as not as people. Does that make sense?
No, yeah. Or as like scripted and or like machines or something that will have a reaction.
Because
when
you ask someone out and they say no, there's like a complicated reason.
Yeah, maybe you scared them, or maybe they caught them off guard, or maybe, you know, you'd have no idea. There's a billion reasons they could say no that have nothing to do with you. In both of those cases, I wasn't really rejecting those girls so much as just not prepared for that query.
Yeah.
And,
query.
Tell this Spanish girl, I'm sure she's beautiful, and then go to Spain and then at least move there or something. Don't just be long distance.
Yeah, Spain sounds super nice.
It's beautiful. I love it.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it too much. I forgot we were talking about this.
I hope she lives in Barcelona because I love it there.
I hope so too.
You guys, just tell everybody. It's not going to hurt you.
It could work out. It might not.
If it doesn't, it's fine.
You guys are young. You're on Tumblr.
You're so young. You're just tumbling together. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Mari, what is next?
I used to be the worst tomboy ever until college, where I started to be really feminine and take care of myself. However, my high school crush, with whom I'm still very close, appears to not be able to see me as a girl, but as his bro, just like before. ...
So this is every 80s movie.
This is what? Say Anything?
Better Off Dead?
Better Off Dead. Wait, which one am I thinking of?
Well, Better Off Dead is the skiing down the hill
I'm
with the French
the
exchange
one,
student. But there's lots of them.
That's John Cusack.
There's a lot of these.
Okay. I think more Better Off Dead.
Yeah, Better Off Dead is the one I always think of. But I think in the Brat Packy, Molly Ringwaldy world, there's some of this going on as well. Pretty in Pink and 16 Candles.
Yeah, and you're like, dude, just go with her.
Just
She's
go with
perfect.
Her, you idiot. Look at her. She's a beautiful French mechanic. Okay, first, you should probably watch Better Off Dead if you haven't seen it, everybody, because it's a masterpiece and it's the best thing John Cusack has ever done.
What about High Fidelity?
It's better than High Fidelity.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
High Fidelity is amazing.
It's not as good as Better Off Dead.
I could watch High Fidelity over and over.
Really? I've only seen it one time.
Oh,
although,
I've seen it so
actually,
times.
Okay.
Lisa Bonet.
I want to talk a little more about OkCupid later, but a girl wrote me on OkCupid and she said, you know that scene in High Fidelity where he talks about punching your own weight?
No.
It's what he talks about after Catherine Zeta-Jones, and he says, you got to punch your own weight. She was out of my weight class.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
totally. No,
like in boxing.
Okay,
like,
but you said you never think about, like
class? I don't.
What is
but
it?
This girl wrote me. I don't think of leagues.
Leagues, that's what it is.
I don't believe leagues. In leagues. I don't believe girls are out of my
league. I believe in
sometimes
leagues.
They play different sports, but I don't think they're out of my league. But this wasn't me. She wrote me. She wrote me and said that she didn't believe in punching her own weight, and that I wasn't her weight, but that she just wanted to tell me that she thought I was really attractive, which I thought was really nice.
Wait, she doesn't believe in punching her own weight?
No, she
does.
She believes in the concept, but she doesn't believe that she should do that. Mm. Like, she believes she should punch her own weight. And she believed by talking to me, she wasn't punching her own weight and that it was a bad idea. But it was nice. It was a nice thing to hear. And even if I wasn't interested, it was a nice message.
What did you say to her?
I think I said, well, that's really nice. Or I didn't respond. Mari.
I know.
I know. I have a problem with OkCupid. And last night I hit 10,000 girls. I rated 10,000 girls.
You hit 10,000 girls?
I hit them all in the face.
I wonder what I'm at.
I turned off my account. I'm done with OkCupid now.
Okay.
Because I figured out after 10,000, it's me, not them. It's not.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think the problem is me.
That makes sense.
So back to this. This is a double-edged sword. I feel like from the perspective of girls, the semi-common, I don't want to, you know, it's not every girl and it's not totally stock, but a semi-common thing is gals not being happy with how they're perceived, or they're perceived only for their appearance, or they're perceived only because they're pretty and, you know, like,
sure,
not personality, not intellect. And it sounds like you have a guy that's your friend that likes you for the person you are, and you're sort of wishing he would look at you that way. And I've kind of had those things. I don't know. Sometimes I wish girls I've known would want me for my body instead of my mind.
I think they would just all the time
want me more shallowly.
Yeah.
But it's tricky. So it sounds like, I don't know. I think you can't really expect someone, if your appearance changes and they know you, the real you, and have known you for a long time, them to sort of change their view towards you. And if you'd even want them to, like, would you want him to start treating you like a girly girl? Or I don't know exactly what you want to get out of this. It sounds like he likes you for the person you are, and that seems really nice. If you went through this transformation to try to win him over, I don't know what to say about that, because really it comes down to what you are underneath. And like, if that wasn't clicking in the right way for him, maybe your appearance is not going to have anything to do with it. If you're trying to, I don't know, it's a little weird because it's hard to tell if you're trying to win him over or if it's just like this legacy win that mm-hmm. you want to have. I don't know what to say about that, but I think it's not bad that you got this dude that sees you as a person that you are and not necessarily, you know, that happens.
Totally.
If you know someone for a long time and you know the person they are, especially during grow up time.
What is grow up time?
It's when they 20s? Look, people look different all the time and you look, I don't know. I came over to, Mari's been looking much sharper lately, I feel like. I feel like his clothes fit better and he just looks better.
Maybe. I think so too.
Mari's just better looking, everybody, if you want to want him for his body.
I went to the BFA show mm-hmm. and I was wearing this tank top. And someone
said, you're a work of art?
Well, they didn't. Okay. A lot of people didn't recognize me, and I was okay with that because I kind of wanted to go incognito.
Okay.
You know, like maybe like a baseball cap and sunglasses.
Yes.
Yeah. Not that far though. I had the sunglasses.
Okay.
And someone said, you look like you've lost weight. And I didn't know how to respond. So I just didn't say anything.
It means you're not wearing incredibly oversized clothes.
I guess. But it seemed like a really insensitive thing to say to someone who's been like kind of starving for the past 2 years.
Well, Mari, you look sharper. You look like you got your look right.
Maybe. I don't know. When I go to teach, they say the meanest stuff.
Those kids don't know.
They say things like, are you an adult? Or, and like, they don't know how old I am. And I tell, like, they're like, are you in college? I'm like, no, I graduated college. And I have to like think about it because it's so weird because they think I'm in high school. And then they like yell at me about how I don't have a car and how I can't order them pizza.
You can't?
No, like I don't have a car and I can't get the pizza.
Is that something other teachers do?
No, I don't think so.
They're just greedy.
But I don't. I constantly feel like I'm young and
so
12.
Do you? I don't know quite.
But this person.
Yeah, I've never been in this. I don't feel like I've been in a situation quite like this. You know, I feel like there's people that I've gone back to from my past that still like me for me, no matter what has changed. And those are really important people. Like, no matter what has changed, look, aging, things like that. Like, the people that are still, you know, on your team after lots of years are so important. And I feel like the older you get, the more important those people become. So I think you should be glad that you have this dude to be really close to, even if he's not, you know, even if he doesn't have romantic feelings for you. And that's a weird thing too. Like growing up with a gal as a gal pal, transitioning into romantic feelings when you've had kind of sisterly feelings is difficult. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe I've semi been on the other side of it where I've had girls that I've been friends with for a long time that, you know, blossom in some way or lose weight or even just make it out of their teens or something. But you know, you just have that history and it just is hard to change the total tone of a relationship you have with somebody.
Well, I wonder if this girl has told this guy or if this guy has told this girl about their actual feelings, because it kind of seems like they haven't really discussed it.
Well, she says high school crush, and now she's in college. Maybe she should be crushing on some college dudes, or maybe she should just tell him. Tell him, too. Tell everybody.
I think he... Well, yeah, I definitely should tell him. But, yeah, stay friends if you don't work out that way.
I'm trying to think if there's anyone I have a crush on that I could tell right now.
But like you said, with this, like, people that you grew up with, it's scary to rock the boat a little bit. And,
yeah.
And risk losing all of that. But you're not going to lose it. It's going to be fine.
Probably not. I feel like that may happen sometimes, but you'll probably be okay.
Yeah.
You're going to find some dudes in college that don't care about your personality or your mind. Don't worry. You'll find some dudes that just want you for your body.
Really?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Man, I didn't find too many of those.
Sorry. Were you looking for them?
For shallow? No, I guess not.
What is next? More virgins.
I'm 21 and my boyfriend is 19. He had sex before, but I've never done it. I've done some things in the past, but they were very, very soft.
Like softcore pornography.
That's a weird thing. Okay. Very soft. Masturbate a guy, let him touch me, but that's it. I don't know if I should tell him that I'm a virgin or if I should just not speak about it, but I'm afraid I'll be disappointment. And it's embarrassing considering he's younger than me.
Okay. I feel like this is a good counterpoint to the early one.
Yeah.
You don't need to be embarrassed, first of all, because everyone is born a virgin, no matter what anyone will tell you. Don't worry about it. Everyone's a virgin.
Someone's gonna say, I wasn't.
I was never a virgin.
Yeah.
No.
That would be gross.
It would be gross. So don't worry about that. Everyone's a virgin. Even if he's a little younger than you, no big deal. I don't know why you're dating a 19-year-old when you're 21, but that's fine. Whatever. So, but in light of the previous message, the don't tell him thing gets a little tricky.
Well, what do you mean don't tell him? Don't tell him what?
She's saying she doesn't know she should tell him.
Did we say don't tell him?
No. Earlier, the guy told the girl that he was a virgin and loved her and wanted someone special, and it creeped her out.
You're right.
So I'm just saying I can kind of see why this gal maybe doesn't want to tell him because she doesn't want to freak him out.
Right.
But she also doesn't want to be bad at sex. She doesn't want to disappoint him.
So I don't know if that's the issue, or I don't know if the issue is like the clingy attachment thing.
No, I don't think so.
Because this is like my boyfriend.
I don't think she's clingy attached, but maybe she's worried about scaring him away or making him uncomfortable. Like, I could see how you could have a little bit of a hang up about telling your younger boyfriend that you're a virgin.
I bet he's really scared too, though.
He's probably scared.
Because he's like, oh, this girl's like
older and cooler.
Yeah.
He'll probably feel like a superhero.
She can drink. Yeah, she can go to bars and stuff.
Yeah, she can order pizza for me.
Yeah, she has a car.
Okay, so maybe this is the solution. Maybe don't make a huge deal out of it, but I think you should let him know. If you want to be, I don't know, maybe you like let him finish and then tell him that was your first time. Is that the way to do it?
I don't think so.
That's not the way to do it?
I think it needs to be like a discussion.
Well, then maybe like if you're gearing up towards it and you want to do it, maybe you say, you know, this is my first time. I'm nervous about it, but I want to do it. Like, yeah. Just that you're confident in it, that you just want to tell him that you're nervous about it because it's your first time. But I don't think it's going to be that big a deal, especially if he's your boyfriend. It sounds like you're, you know, more serious than just casual. So I think you don't need to make a huge deal about it. You probably don't want to make him feel pressured about it, but I don't think it's going to be a problem.
I don't think so either.
He might feel really cool about it.
I guess.
I don't know.
Maybe he will. He's not going to be, I don't know.
He might high five himself. I don't know what you do when you're 19. It's dumb as hell.
Have you ever been 19?
Yes, and it was so stupid. Yeah. I did really stupid things all the time when I was 19.
I guess I did some stupid stuff, but it was mostly just damaging to myself.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Yeah, stupid. Good grief. What is next?
When I was 14, 15, I spent the night partying at a friend's house, and my crush was spending the night there too. At 5 a.m., everybody was sleeping, and we were the only ones to still be up. The music was still playing, so we started to dance for fun. Then suddenly he pulled me very close, and it was very hot. I felt his penis erecting through his pants, which made me smile, but I wanted to tease him, so I escaped his arms and told him to catch me. I ran into an empty dark room. He caught me and pushed me on the bed, leaned on me, and tried to kiss me. At that moment, we stayed still, and then I then felt a hot liquid stain my dress. He came on me just like that. And the first thing that came to my mind was, shit, I'm going to get pregnant if his sperm goes through the fabric and gets inside me. So I pushed him aside and ran to the bathroom to wash my stuff in complete panic. Ha ha ha, I was so dumb and paranoid.
Okay, Mark.
I love it.
We didn't really plan this, but I feel like this pulls together everything we've talked about.
Does it?
We've got crushes.
Yeah?
We've got virgins.
Mm-hmm.
We've got...
Virgin crushes?
Virgin crushes.
Yeah.
But I feel like the most important thing here is that lack of communication thing, because she might have scarred him for life.
Oh, maybe.
So her reaction was to push him off and run away. And it's because she was scared. She was worried about, but he didn't know that. As far as he knew, was he accidentally shot his load?
Yeah.
Probably not even meaning to, which goes back to our first one about it being easier to get off when you're young. Yeah, this is all totally, coming together.
Totally.
So as far as he knows, is he got off and then suddenly she throws him off and runs out like he's done something horrible.
I feel like they would be okay though. Because they're at this party and they're the only ones awake. She went to like wash up and
Hopefully she came back and
she
said,
came back, yeah.
Are you sure, Mari? She was 14 or 15.
I don't know.
Mari, did you see the movie Chronicle? Because
no, I didn't.
Do you want me to spoil a little bit for you? Just a minor spoiler?
No.
Just
no.
A small spoiler?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for this microphone.
Everybody, if you haven't seen Chronicle, go watch it right now. Everyone who has seen Chronicle, you know the scene? Mari, you know what it's about. Little kids who get teenagers who get superpowers.
Yeah.
Guess how one of them becomes a villain? He's getting his first blowjob and he accidentally throws up on the girl and he's so embarrassed, he becomes a supervillain.
That's stupid.
Well, Mari, it happened and that's how it happens. And that guy, this guy, maybe this guy's a villain now.
He's not a villain.
No, maybe. Maybe he had the first time he came with a girl, she threw him off and ran out of the room.
It's not like she like punched him in the face or anything. She just she's like a whimsical 14, 15 year old who with like a dress.
Sounds like she was.
I think it'll be okay. If this guy is out there like kind of hitting on chicks in the middle of the night, he's got some balls.
You think he's got some confidence?
You know,
he's
got some game. He's okay.
Okay. He's just a little premature at that age.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little. I'm a little curious about how this panned out. It is funny. It is ridiculous, the things people think when they're young like that. It's funny. I don't know. I had things like this happen when I was around 14, 15.
I never got to do this stuff. I was very, just drink alone in the basement. Not alone. Drinking with my friends in the basement.
I feel, this actually brings something specific to mind.
God.
I don't want to go into details, but I was 14 or 15,
yeah.
And I climaxed for a girl with, I think the first time,
uh-huh.
And I tried to hide it and pretend I didn't.
What do you mean?
I tried to hide the fact that what had happened.
Like a clothes on situation?
Kind of, it was a party and we were staying over at a friend's house and kind of like fooling around on the couch,
uh-huh.
And that happened and I don't know.
There's just like a lot of friction.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happening. And for, I don't know, we had this thing. I don't know if it's because we were, you know, raised in the Bible Belt. We had like this stigma for whatever reason. Like we couldn't have an orgasm together. Like that was too far.
You couldn't have it together?
Well, we could, yeah. We couldn't bring each other to orgasm. Okay. We could get close and then we'd stop. Like we would scared. It was like playing chicken
Something bad might happen.
But this one time,
yeah,
I fouled. I like stepped over the line.
Uh-huh.
And then hid it from her and excused myself to the bathroom.
Do you think you scarred her?
No, and I'm sure she knew what happened.
I think it's like similar. I don't know. Okay.
I'm sure it was fine. Everybody's doing crazy things. I'm glad you have this fond memory. I'm glad you didn't get pregnant through your clothes.
This is like a music video to me.
Is it?
It's like this mansion and this girl in like a white dress running around
with hot stains on her dress.
Stains.
Hmm.
It's like a perfume commercial.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it. I'm glad you're not pregnant. Thank you for sharing.
Yay.
Mari, what is next?
My mother only had one lover in her life before she married my father. According to my aunts, my mother won't talk to me about it. He was incredibly beautiful, intelligent, and a perfect gentleman. Everybody loved him, and he was madly in love with her. I'm not wondering why she married my father in the end, but I'm super curious to know this man. So I used to ask a lot about him. I don't know if it's weird, but I kind of did some research, and I really want to meet him. Even though I never will, because it'll be super awkward and probably not decent or whatever. I don't even know why I'm so interested in this. I'm usually not a nosy person.
All right. This is crazy. What do you think about this?
This happened in an episode of Parks and Recreation.
I feel like this is actually a semi-stable TV thing.
Kind of a trope.
I don't know. Well, it happens like, I don't know. I feel like it happened a ton on TV. Like the old girlfriend will come back and the kids will think the mom... Or the old boyfriend will come back and the kids will think the mom is going to cheat on the dad or something. In the end,
friends.
At the end, the talk is always like, I married your father because I love him.
Right. And the old boyfriend has like pictures of his kids or something.
Yeah. Just but guess what?
Friends.
I don't think has it ever happened quite like this where the kid becomes obsessed with the ghost of boyfriend's past?
Well, see, that's what happened in Parks and Rec. She goes and she finds her mother's old lover. And this isn't really a spoiler since the episode is like from like a couple seasons ago. But she finds him and he's like just crazy and old and doesn't really have his act together. And she still thinks like, this is going to be okay. So she brings him back to meet her mom. And it just goes badly. And
it sounds like a bad scenario.
I don't remember.
Do you have anything like that? Do you have like any knowledge of anything like this with your parents? I feel like most people don't ever think about that kind of thing. Like,
well, my dad had a lot of girlfriends. My mom kind of had a lot of boyfriends, too. They were both popular back in the day. And I've met like some of my, I don't know, it's a way of like knowing your parents in another way.
Meeting their, yeah.
Because I've met one of my dad's ex-girlfriends.
Really?
Who's like still friends with the family. She came to my grandpa's funeral and this isn't like out of bad taste or anything. This is just the kind of person who she is. And I think the family accepts that. She came to the funeral in her pink Mercedes-Benz with like pink leopard print seats.
Wow.
She's very flashy.
Classy.
So it's super weird that my dad dated her, and then my mom is like much more humble and not as flashy. So it's like, oh, you know, I can kind of see my dad doing this. It's weird, though.
Man, I have no, I don't know. I have just, and I feel like a lot of people do, I just have no awareness of their parents' kind of lives before. I know with my parents, I've had weird, I don't know, weird insights into their past, but not that much because they got married really young.
Right.
You know, I think they were still in high school or just fresh out of high school and basically had my sister right away.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know. So I don't know anything about my mom before that. I don't know if, you know, I kind of feel like my dad was maybe her first boyfriend or one of the first, and I just never thought about it. But when I broke up with my first girlfriend, my dad talked to me about it, and he talked to me about his first girlfriend and how he broke up with her and how he was so upset about it and how he was really sad and how, you know, like the ways that affected him.
Yeah.
And I was blown away.
That like sounds it like never, a really nice talk too.
I was really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Really uncomfortable.
Well, yeah.
Cause my dad, I don't know, my parents had been divorced. I think my mom asked my dad to talk to me about it. And I wasn't handling it well at all. Like I was having a really hard time with it, but it was,
well, parents don't understand.
No, I think he did, but I just didn't know how to process it. Like, yeah. I just was not. But I think more than anything, more than even like being comforted by it or like, you know, any advice or anything, I was just blown away.
Yeah.
Like that my dad, before my mom, loved a girl and got his heart broken. I don't know. It just, for
that's
whatever
so weird
reason, it seemed crazy to me. But I don't know. It never would have occurred to me to like to track down this person. This sounds crazy. I'm not calling you crazy, but it's just intense.
Oh, more so than, okay, my mom, it's not that I don't care about her, but
why do you hate your mom?
I'm much more interested in my dad's, I don't want to say sex life.
That history.
History. Like with his relationships, because, I shouldn't talk about this.
Right. Because it shapes you or,
Well, there's one thing I shouldn't talk about, so I'm not going to talk about it. But I would like to know that my dad doesn't, I don't know if he's dating anyone right now. I'm pretty sure he is because like I found tampons in his guest bathroom.
Yeah, but your dad's a fighter.
What do you mean?
Once you get popped in the nose and get a nosebleed, you put a tampon in it. That's a common martial arts thing.
My dad, well, he hasn't been training for a long time.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's not that.
No. So I don't know what it is. And, you know, there's like always like,
you little, know, what those are for.
There's always little rumblings of like you'll see like presence or something with someone else. And then like, who's that for? Like, I want to meet this person. I guess it's more of a, I'm trying to get closer to my dad in some ways.
Yeah.
Because he just doesn't tell us anything. So I don't care about his like exes as much as I care about his current.
Just know about his life. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have that same curiosity. Both of my parents just don't have a lot of friends. Like they're for the most part like keep to themselves people, and so I don't really know them from that. I don't know. I feel like some people's parents have like their old friends come over, and you learn about your parents' youth from that, or learn more about your parents like reflected off their friends. And I've just never had anything like that.
It's kind of weird that the mom doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe she's uncomfortable or doesn't want to, especially, I could see the mom.
Scares me a little bit.
What if the parents are together? Like, it'd probably be weird for the mom to be like, oh, let me tell you all about my first lover and how great he was.
It shouldn't be that weird,
while your dad's in the other room.
It shouldn't be that weird.
I don't know. It seems a little weird to me. But the aunts are kind of funny, that the aunts are like,
he was
a gentleman. He was perfect.
I'm just worried that something bad happened.
What are you going to do if you meet a man? It seems weird. I don't know. I don't want to meet anyone ever. So I'm not a bad, I'm not a good person to comment on this.
What if she meets him and they fall in love?
Oh my gosh. Is that going to happen?
Yeah.
That'll probably happen. I shouldn't even comment.
Do you ever
that.
Look at old pictures of like your parents and you're like, they're like young and they just look so different, and you kind of want to like, you wonder if you would be friends or something.
There's a, I don't know, like my parents, there's weird things I know about them. This made me think of something weird that's semi, this is going to sound creepy, but it's really just mostly in jest. Oh, but there's a girl that I've known for a long time that I was kind of involved with for a while.
Oh God.
What? That we're still in contact with.
Okay.
But now she's got a daughter and a daughter's getting older. And she has, like when I was dating her, I don't know, 10 years ago or 12 years ago, she had a younger sister who was quite a bit younger, and her mom was real pretty. So there was like a semi joke of like, if I'd been older, I would date her mom because her mom's real pretty. If I was a bit younger, I could date her younger sister. Mm-hmm. And if I was
super young,
really young, I could date her daughter because they're just all cuties in their own way. But I don't know. I don't know what I would think of my parents, really.
Yeah.
I feel like my dad changed so much, even just in my lifetime, that it's hard for me to even have any connection to who he was when he was young.
I don't think my dad and I would hang out. But I think that's part of it. They're, like, trying to get closer to these people. But it's weird that they're, like, still, like, in each other's lives. It sounds like the dad is, like, still married. Or maybe not.
Wait, the parents are still married?
It doesn't seem like they're divorced. If they're divorced, it's kind of different.
I don't know. This seems like, in some ways, it seems like a weird plot for something. Like a girl getting, like, a young girl detective getting real hung up on this.
Yeah.
And then goes to hunt it down, and then it turns out at the end that the guy is just like a librarian somewhere. I don't know. It's almost like a reverse Broken Flowers or something.
I never watched that.
It's not a great movie.
That's what I keep hearing.
Don't really recommend it. Those Jim Jarmusch movies are often not that good.
Really?
Sorry, Jim.
But it's Bill Murray.
Do you like any of them?
What else did he do?
I can't even name any of them right now because I don't ever really like them very much.
I know the name. I'm not super up on like directors.
He's just one of those ones that people love. And I feel like he has one movie that I like, and now I can't place it. He's got really big hair. Let me just do a little look up. Yeah, a bunch of these. Oh, he did Dead Man. He did Ghost Dog.
Oh, I love Ghost Dog. Coffee and Cigarettes. Yeah, I never watched that.
I'm not a huge fan of that. Control was good. I thought Control was interesting.
Which one's Control?
It's the one with the assassin that goes and murders Bill Murray. Ooh, spoiler, sorry.
We can edit that out.
Sorry, everybody.
Okay, Ghost Dog is great, though.
Yeah, Dead Man's good, too. That's Johnny Depp. Yeah, I don't know. He's a mixed bag for me, I think. So I guess go watch Jim Jarmusch movies until you just feel like you don't want to have any connection to your past.
It does seem like a weird plot.
Yeah. Good luck to you. I don't know. Maybe this is the thing that's best left to curiosity and mystery and not investigated. Mari, what is next?
That's so hard. I don't know.
Is this the last one?
Yeah.
Are we on our last one?
This is a big one. I'm so tired of everyone being obsessed with sex, pressuring others into having sexual encounters and everything, that I decided to never have sex again. I'm doing perfectly fine. It's been a year and a half since I decided this. My friends don't understand. They think that I'm depressed.
Okay. Aside from being also sounding like it's a plot, maybe to like a college movie.
This one?
Yeah. I'm fed up with sex. I'm never having sex again. Doesn't that sound like that could be movie
plot? This is almost 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah. But this is forever. Is this a girl or a boy?
Did you know that Big Pete was in that movie?
I knew that Big Pete was in Slacker.
Well, he was he had a big role in that, but he was also in 40 Days.
I did not know.
Yeah.
Mari, do you think this is a boy or girl?
This is a boy.
You feel like that?
I think so.
I kind of feel like it too, because I feel like the pressure, I don't know.
You think it's a girl? I guess.
No, I think maybe it is. So what do you think about this? This girl's tired of sex.
Girl or guy?
This girl or guy is tired of sex, Weezer style.
I felt this way after like a breakup, and it lasted for a pretty long time. And I thought that I was asexual because that's a thing that people think when you're young and stupid.
Yeah.
Which isn't really real. It's you're just like, you don't want to be around anyone and you don't care about relationships at that point in your life. It doesn't mean that you can't be in a relationship without having sex.
But I think that's an important thing, is that it's kind of a, I don't know. I don't want to comment on your commitment to this or anything, but it's kind of a, I don't even want to say phase, but I feel like it's a period, like a stage where you're just out of, you know, and I respect that because I don't think, I don't know, as much as we talk about sex on the show, I'm not pressuring you into having sex. I don't think you should feel pressured. I think that it is totally fine to decide to be done with it for a while. I'm sort of in a place where I'm done with kind of sex and romance and all of that
right.
for the time being. I don't want to deal with it right now. It's hard to say forever. So I'm not going to say forever just because so far, I don't think anything in my life I've said forever has been forever.
Right.
I've been vegan for a long time. That's about it.
Yeah.
Everything else has kind of changed over time. So saying never have sex again is a tall order. But if that's how it pans out for you, I think that's fine. I think it is tricky. I think, I don't know. I tend to not want to be friends with, I don't feel like I'd want to be friends with people that were peer pressuring me
yeah.
or teasing me about having sex. It sounds like maybe you're younger because I feel like no one would do that when you're older.
I really don't know anyone who pressures someone into having sex.
Or like even not even pressuring into, but like peer pressure, talking about it. Things like, I think you talk about that less when you get older too, and your friends get into relationships and get married and stuff like that. Like you just don't talk about sex all the time the way you do when you're 17.
Right.
So sex is, you know, biologically pretty important. This is maybe the most important thing biologically, but sex, the way we deal with it is like, you know, part culture, part biology, and part, I don't know what, boredom, passing the time. I think that you're totally fine not having sex. And I don't think you need to preach it to people because that would probably get annoying.
Yeah, man.
But I think you just make your choice and stick with it. And then hopefully at some point you find someone you want to have sex with. I don't know. I've had a weird ups and downs with it for the past couple of years trying. I don't know. I've tried to make myself want to and all that. But I think sometimes you just take a breather and I think it'll be okay.
What are you going to do when you fall in love and you're like, nope, I said I'd never have sex
again.
That's
the tricky part. I feel like it's one of those never say never things just because totally. It's so life changes so much and people change so much and circumstances change so much. I've been in the asexual mode. Mm-hmm, too, mm-hmm. where you just like, I don't know, I go years and years without having sex for sometimes just because the right person isn't there. Or apparently I can rate 10,000 persons and they're also not the right person. So I think you're okay. I think it's no problem. I think saying you're going to do this forever is a danger zone, especially if you announce it to a bunch of people because they're going to like, I don't know, make things difficult for you probably, even if they're just teasing.
You think this person's in high school?
I don't know. It's been a year and a half. Maybe they're in college. Maybe they're out of college. Maybe they're 20s. I don't know.
Don't know.
Sex is dumb. It's so complicated. It's such a complicated, difficult thing. And people have problems with it all the time. Everybody has hangups about it. I think that you handle it the best way that you can. And if taking a break from it for a while is the best way to handle it, I think that is awesome.
That's fine. That's perfectly healthy. You need me time. But you don't need to make these like broad
swear statements. Forever as yeah. God is my witness.
It's okay to like, you know, to be a person who is flexible. You don't have to have like a label attached to you at all.
Yeah, times. It's tricky. And man, it is hard. There's a lot of cultural baggage with sex and feeling you should have sex. And I often, the biggest pressure I feel is that maybe I should be more casual about sex. You know what I mean? Like that I shouldn't take it so seriously. And yeah. I have never succeeded at
Where that. Do you think that comes from?
That I feel like that? I don't know.
Because I feel that way too, but it's like, oh, I should like have a one night stand at some point.
I know. I don't so know. It's movies, it's TV, it's other people that I know that have sex all the time and don't seem to care. It's just, I don't know. And every time I don't know, I feel like every time I move into a new stage in my life, uh-huh. there's some part of me that thinks like, well, this is the stage that I'm going to cut loose a little bit. Mm-hmm. And not have sex and have sex and not worry about it. So I thought about that going into college. I think about that now moving to New York for grad school. Like
right.
this is the time that I'm going
to. I really don't understand those people though, who have like very little emotional connection to the people that they
I think that's just, I don't know. I think it's just different strokes.
I think it's fine. It's just, yeah, I'm not like that.
But that is something I felt my own pressure on a lot. Mm-hmm. Is like being more, but the truth is anytime I've tried it, it's not felt right or it's not felt good or whatever. And I don't know if it's just so ingrained in me by now that it's too late or that it's just a habit that I don't want to break or what, but, take a break. You don't need to worry about it so much.
I guess what I don't like about, it's kind of, seems like kind of a young attitude.
Yeah. The never again.
And, I don't think your problem is with sex itself. It seems like it's with the people that you're around, or maybe...
You mean they're all jerks.
I don't know. Maybe you've got your own troubles going on that you need to work out.
And I don't know. To me, the amount of time you go without having sex is half you and half the world. Kind of. I mean, I don't know.
Like an even 50-50?
I don't know. It's just not all just you, your decision, or it's not all... Like, even if you decide you're going to have... Like, today, I'm going to have sex. Like... That doesn't mean you're going to have sex today.
Yeah. I'm worried about this person or this environment that you're in making sex too much of a game.
Yeah, get away. Hunt. Are you hanging out with jerkos? Get away from those jerkos.
Yeah, these guys
and don't even,
nice.
I don't know. One, you know, there's the people that talk about dry spells. I've never said that because there's just times I don't have sex. Like,
yeah, I never go out like, I'm not like a...
Animal? Looking for... Animal
yeah,
things?
Like the whole like bar thing where you like go and you pick up chicks.
That is so not my scene.
I don't even understand it.
I don't know. And even when I try, I don't know. I occasionally try to take it less seriously and I've never pulled it off or have only pulled it off in the most superficial way.
I don't think I've ever talked to another person that like I don't know in a bar.
Good God, yeah. I don't like
right?
it.
Right?
They're
weird.
Loud and they're probably stupid.
If there was like some cute girl, like if it was like a kind of quiet cafe kind of scene. Sure. I can get that.
I don't know, Maury. It's all difficult. It's all hard. I don't know how to meet people. All I'm going to try now is to try to, I don't know, just try to get more famous just so people will talk to me. Because so far in my life, the most success I've really had is for people approaching me, less than me approaching people.
Yeah, me too.
Or more so.
I don't mean that in a sexual way or like romantic way, but in terms of business,
yeah, just
I enjoy that approach a lot more.
Yeah. That's just the lifestyle that works for me.
I guess.
Mario, was that our 10th question? So nobody have sex except everybody else. You can have sex too if you want.
Yeah.
We have a couple of feedbacks in the Croatia Mitz Memorial feedback. Just a few little check-ins.
Do you want me to click it? Or?
Yeah, you click them. Sure.
Are you going to read them?
No, I'm not going to read them.
I'm going to read them?
Sure. I don't know. Should I read them?
Dear Mario and Scott. Okay, you can read the next part.
Okay, I'll read. Are we going to take turns?
I don't know. Every other word.
Croatia Mitz Memorial feedback. Dear Mario and Scott, are all girls in art school total babes? This is a question that haunts my fragile teenage mind. Kindly, Nigerian Prince. What do you say to this person? I think the best thing I can say is do not go to art school for the girls.
That didn't even cross my mind. Yeah, that's a terrible reason to go.
That's not a good reason to go to art school.
That's like taking like a feminist class
to meet ladies. There are a lot. It's hard to not generalize with a question like this.
Oh, it's pretty easy to generalize art school, I think. I think it's exactly what you think it
okay.
is.
Okay, yeah. There's a lot of pretty girls, and they're often there for, like, you know...
Photography.
Okay, here's the three things. It's not just photography. There are three staples of girls in art school.
Okay, I'm going to think them in my head.
Can you name
Should
them?
Should I name them? Okay.
Okay, try to hit the three things that all girls in art school dabble in.
Oh.
That, like, get involved in.
Is it photography, veganism, and lesbianism?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so that's it.
I thought you were going to talk about the different kinds of art that they...
No, because it doesn't matter what they do. They're still going to try to be photographers.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay, no. So, girls... I don't want to generalize like this, because different people go to different schools for different reasons, but there's a lot of girls that are there... We went to a school that was performing arts and visual arts. So performing arts girls are kind of their own thing. They're often very pretty, but they want a lot of attention.
They're so
pretty.
There's
lots of art school, like art and design girls that want, that's a different vibe too. Like art girls want to express themselves and feel like they have a valid expression, but sometimes they just make really stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Design girls are more, you know, want to be more sophisticated. It's
kind of mean.
They can be mean. It's hard to generalize because everybody's different. But
well, it's easy to generalize. It's hard to not say.
I think I had like art school girl fantasies in art school, like in our classes.
What do you mean?
Especially like in our, you know, we'd see those girls in our class, like the Hammer. We'd see these girls
It's not saying name.
It's her nickname.
Uh-huh.
You'd just see girls that were like, this girl is a beautiful dream.
Well, okay, yeah, it was a different, like, different departments. You have those.
Yeah, every department has their own kind of pretty girl. They're not all total babes. There are plenty of non-babes in art school. So don't think that.
Before I forget, can I just say that I love lesbians and vegans?
Yeah, and sometimes photographers are nice too. Yeah. It's just really funny because...
It's not all girls, though.
Man, it is so many.
It's a certain type of girl.
It's, okay, so many girls that I knew in art school experimented with lesbianism, vegetarianism of some form, and photography. What's interesting, though, is usually they stick with one in some way.
Oh, you think so?
In some way. Like, either all of them get dropped, or they keep one around.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them keep all of them.
Hmm.
It's a lot of baggage to carry. It's a lot to carry. It's a lot of experimenting to do at once.
Is there a boy version of this so we can be fair?
Boy version. I don't know if there's boy versions that are that categorical. Boy versions might have a little bit more about how their appearance may be or how. I don't know.
I'm kind of drawing a blank, but it's kind of like maybe a hoodie phase or maybe like
I don't feel like it's as easy to pin. And as I'm sure we sound misogynistic and terrible, but man, really, lesbian, vegetarian photography, go to any art school and ask for a show of hands and you'll see a lot.
It's really weird to me when girls aren't vegetarian.
I know. For some reason. And that is not, okay, to your point, there are so many affected things by males in art school too. For whatever reason, they don't seem to fall in as clean of categories for whatever reason. But whether it's like being a band or something, whatever, I don't know. But they, they're just as have many, just as many superficial, affected, ridiculous things. So we're not necessarily being affected.
No, yeah, art school's ridiculous.
So I don't know if you're asking this because you want to go to it or what. Go to art school if you want to go to art school. Please go to a good one and not the one that I went to. I think Mari might have slightly more positive feelings.
I was going to make a comic about this. I'm still working it out. But I went to the BFA show, which is the end of the year show where people show off the projects they've been working on for
It's their thesis more. Show. They're getting a bachelor's of fine arts for the work in this show.
Yeah. So I went there and I got stuck talking to an alumni director person. And she didn't really corner me, but...
Was it Watermelon?
I don't know what her name is.
Did she look like a watermelon?
No, she was like an old lady.
Okay.
But she kind of cornered me. And she's like, oh, so what year did you graduate? And I was like, I graduated 2 years ago. And, you know, we made some like polite small talk. And she was kind of tipsy. So it's funny to see an old lady.
As will happen.
Kind of like wavering around, if that's a word. And so she asked me how I liked it. And I kind of froze. I was like,
oh, man.
And I think I made up like a polite answer.
Yeah, it's hard. I went and spoke to the incoming freshman last year.
Oh, really? She invited me to do that, too.
I managed to skirt around it by focusing on the task at hand because I figured they were already in there. They were like,
they're stuck. Yeah.
Yeah, they're stuck. So I did the best that
the hooks
could.
Are in.
I did the best I could to kind of like direct them in the right way.
Yeah.
A girl just sent me an email on my contact form, though, saying that it was tricky because it said she was accepted to Cornish and wanted to know about it. And I didn't know, like, man, should I tell her to get out while she can?
I've told people just not to go.
Yeah, please don't go. Goodness. I know that my program has gotten better. And there's more funding and more classes, but gosh, go somewhere else for the same price. You could go to like a school that people will know about when you graduate there and be impressed.
But well, for me right now, it's like, I love school, but it's more about the work, you know?
Yeah, it's totally about the work. And it's at the core, it's totally how you drive it. But I do believe that if you're paying that much money to go to a school, they should be at least crafting a program that elevates you in the right way and puts you through it. And I just did not get that. Corey loved our school for accounting.
And Corey's doing the best out of
Corey's
many of
rich.
Us.
Corey's the world famous.
Yeah. Is that Corey? I can't hear him.
Anyway, so art school girls... Man, I don't know what to tell you. Have fantasies about him, don't go there just for that.
I think this guy this person has a certain kind of taste, and it would be perfect for that person.
Go get him, champ.
Yeah.
Go get him. We have another one. This one is we really do like these follow-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Soul Patch Girl here. Funny thing is my now ex-boyfriend wears fedoras. So we had made a joke that, you know, fedoras and soul patches go together. The recent breakup has made me feel not so hot.
feel like shit.
Right, this is what happens when you make me read these. But your podcast, it made me feel so much better. Thanks, guys. We're glad we helped you. And it sounds like, man, please don't feel bad because it sounds like you dodged a bullet.
Did we make them break up or did
they? I think we might. Is it our fault? Did he break up with you? Because if so, you just got lucky. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you don't need this soul patch fedora guy.
Girl, he did you a favor.
Yeah, gosh, I'm glad you're out of there. I'm glad you're safe and sound and that now you know what to do when you see a soul patch coming your way. And we have one more semi-topical, but very late because I've not been very good about recording these.
Mario. 6 days ago. Well. That's not too long ago.
That's not too bad. I didn't give my friend the olive card, which as all of you know, Quattro de Mayo is the day that you send your crush a card that says all of you on it. But I did tell him that I love him. It felt very nice. I don't know if this is the person that said they made it and didn't give it to him for a year. I hope it is because that would be amazing. Whoever you are, it's wonderful that you told this person, and I'm glad that you're illustrating the point that you should always tell them, and that it felt very nice. If you are the person that held on to that card for a year, that's amazing, and I'm glad you finally got it out, and I want to see the card.
Yeah.
You should put it somewhere. I want to know what that card looked like.
You can censor it or something.
Yeah, that's fine.
I want to see these cards.
Yeah, we want to know. So that is it, Mario. We've made it through the feedback. We've made it through all this nonsense. Going back to an earlier comment, that first email had a hashtag that was kiss and tell. We've had no consistency in hashtags. our Twitter branding presence has not been very good. I will say there have been some lovely people that really consistently talk about us on Twitter. Pyro Guy has been doing an amazing job of tweeting quotes from the show, which I think is really nice. Sometimes he tweets them at me, sometimes at Kiss and Tokaz. Lots of people retweet. Chris Furness is nice about retweeting. Mr. Yeah. Robert, like we have nice people. I would like to now officially try to canonize it a little bit.
Okay.
And part of it is selfish. All of it is selfish, but part of it is more specific. Mm-hmm. Can we get a consistent hashtag? Can it just be Kiss and Tell Cast? Is that what we want to do?
Kiss and Tell? Kiss and Tell Cast?
That's what everything says.
That's hard. Yeah. Damn it.
What do kiss we go with, Mario? Is it Kiss and Tell or is it Kiss and Tell Cast?
See, if they did Kiss and Tell, it'd just be like every other hashtag.
And it's hard to find. That's a problem. I don't want it diluted too much.
It's kind of like
nice to have a very specific.
It's kind of like Besties, where it's
teenage girls. And let's go with Kiss and Tell Cast.
Okay.
Okay. And so, really, it is so flattering to me when I see people quote things that I say. I really enjoy it, and it's really nice to see. And
I'm not the opposite way, but I just don't remember saying things.
Mario says really funny things too. Sometimes he doesn't know because he doesn't listen to the show, but he says really funny stuff. Anyway,
are we recording like a new tweet. Right now?
Yeah, it's on. I hope that's what this light means.
Is this a podcast?
Jim Jarmusch on it, so I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
So. If you're going to tweet about us, to talk about us, or quote us, which we do really like, please do it with pound or hash or whatever you want to call it, Kiss and Tell Cast, all one word. And one of the reasons I would like you to do that is because I've been working on a project called Tweetopia, and it is a Twitter visualizer where you can feed in a hashtag and it will do this 3D world and visualize it with little happy people. And it's pretty cool. I've been working on it for a few weeks. It premieres tomorrow at a conference in Portland called Web Visions.
Okay.
And then which by the time this is out will probably be yesterday or today or whatever. Uh-huh. But anyway, in a week, I'm going to make it live. And the nice thing is you can put in any hashtag you want. So you could put in Kiss and Tokaz, and if people are tweeting about it, you'll see all of the tweets as it animates through, and it's a nice little thing. So if you could do that, that would be lovely. You can also do other things like go to Tumblr, and where Mari has 50 billion followers now. Mario has more followers than like a small country.
It's kind of like a town.
You've got a little town
of people.
Yeah, you got a little town. You can also do Facebook, which we don't. Mario closed his account. Yeah. I don't ever look there. You can do it if you want to. It's there.
I don't care.
Yeah, we don't care much about it. And that is that. If you have secrets for us, which are the mainstay, which are the staple of this show, you can go to kissandtellcast.com/tell and send us a secret. Please try to keep it at least somewhat brief. It's not that we don't want the details. It's just we like to keep them a little snappy. I think we've got another like 2-hour show today because we keep talking a lot.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I know. It's
we didn't
it's
even
lovely.
Talk about Harry Potter.
Oh my God. I know. Not even for half an hour like last time. But that's it. Tweet about us. Send us some secrets. We always are in need of them.
Should we plug that poster or did we talk about that last time?
What poster? Oh, yeah. Coffee Nat.
Yeah.
Nate, Nat.
I think
Coffee
it's Nat. Nat
made a little poster. We tweeted about it. I think, I don't know if I put it in the show notes or not. If not, I will. She made a little poster of us, which is nice. And
Mari
and I both have stores. I made a more cohesive store page. Kind of. Where just the things that I have that are semi for sale can be bought. I just had a handful.
What did you use?
I just made a page on my site that...
With like PayPal buttons or emails or something?
Well, they all are sold in different ways, like through different... They all have other... Like, you know, one is Singing Star and it's through the App Store. So I'm not... And one's like... It's stuff that's already set up.
Right.
So I didn't really have to worry about it.
Yeah, no, my store page...
Or through Lulu or whatever.
My store page is a mess.
Your store page is... You have 20
like,
of them.
I have like 4 stores.
Anyway, there will be...
Things.
If you... We've never asked for just straight up money, but we do like it when you buy our stuff. So there will be links in the show notes.
I don't really like it
for both of our stuff. Mari doesn't like it because it makes him have to work
more.
You
should give me something to do. Don't just make me like mail you something.
Yeah, don't do that. Just send Mari money.
I want to draw. I don't want to mail.
Okay. And that is it for this week. Yeah. Episode. I don't know when I might be back in Seattle in a couple weeks, then we can do another one, or who knows? When this will happen.
I don't know when Scott's going to be back either.
No one knows, Mari. It's impossible to sell. But thank you for listening, and that is all for episode 24. Bye. I want to take.